It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In a moment, we'll take a look back at the 1964 Republican Convention. That gathering helped shape the GOP of today, even though the party's presidential candidate lost in a landslide. We go first to a story of how this year's pick for vice president is being viewed by a key part of the Republican base. Many evangelicals were thrilled when Sarah Palin was selected as John McCain's running mate. Then, this week, she announced her unmarried 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports on how that revelation is playing with the evangelical voters.
When Lisa Lee Kelly saw Sarah Palin walk onto the Republican stage on Friday, Kelly says she saw herself in the 44-year-old governor. Kelly is a 40-something pastor's wife in Mesa, Arizona, a strong evangelical, and a working mother of three. Kelly says nothing has changed since Friday. She's unfazed that the governor's daughter, Bristol, is 5 months pregnant and not yet married.
We would have hoped that the daughter would have waited until her wedding night to have sex. She did not. But the thing that I like best about this situation is that they're not trying to erase a wrong with another wrong. They could have easily had an abortion in secret to save face.
That and Palin's decision to keep her baby with Down syndrome score big points with Kelly. Now, Kelly does wonder how Palin would manage a family and the globe-trotting vice presidency, but she says most women, including evangelicals, juggle work and family every day.
So I say go, Sarah Palin. Show us how you can pull it off and give us all some inspiration and some hope that we can raise a wonderful family with respectful children, even special needs children.
Kelly's views are echoed by many evangelical organizations. Conservative Women for America said that the Palins are providing, quote, a beautiful example for other families. James Dobson at Focus on the Family commended Palin for living out her pro-life and pro-family values. And the Family Research Council said that the group is, quote, more enthusiastic about Palin now. But fissures are appearing in that facade. Some conservative bloggers have written that Palin's light has dimmed, not because her daughter is pregnant, but because Palin is exposing the teenager to the national spotlight. That's not Heidi McDaniel's primary concern. The working mother of four who goes to church each week had supported McCain, but that was before he selected Palin, someone she sees as having too little experience to be one heartbeat away from the presidency.
I'm their target audience. I'm a female who's got a family who goes to work every day and who's staunchly pro-life. And now I'm figuring out how to deal with my decision that I want to vote for Obama.
McDaniel says while she admires Palin's evangelical credentials, they are not enough.
There's so many people that are pro-life and who are experienced.
McDaniel says she's all for empowering women, but she wonders why Palin would agree to do this job when she has a pregnant daughter and a special needs baby.
Then it makes you step back and think, well, what type of mother is she? The fact that she's going to run for, you know, that she's going through with this vice president when she does have somebody who needs extra time and extra attention.
My response to that is, that's a sexist comment. Nobody's asking Barack Obama how he's going to handle his fatherhood and how he's going to handle the rearing of his children.
That's Richard Land at the Southern Baptist Convention. He says he's seen no flagging of enthusiasm among religious conservatives, and he says Democrats and pundits will have to come up with better ammunition to shoot her down.
So when the chattering classes inside the Beltway who just don't get it continue to attack her, all they do is build up more support for her. I say to them, just keep it up.
Even in McCain's home state of Arizona, Lisa Kelly says McCain struggled to win over her and other evangelicals. Now she says she and her friends want to work the streets and the phones for a McCain-Palin ticket. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.